All right, so free therapy. We do this every single week about this time.
This could also fall into the category of things that maybe are happening in your life, but you don't necessarily talk about.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Hey there.
Hey guys, how are you?
Pretty good. So you wanted to remain anonymous, but walk us through what you were kind of messaging us on Facebook about.
Sure. So I really can't talk to anyone about this, but I figured it would kind of be up your alley. So I figured I'd reach out, Ben, you especially, and kind of ask your advice.
Okay. I'm in. I'm hooked.
You know, we all do those, like, weird things at home, you know, that no one really knows about.
Yeah, Ben does a lot of those. Yeah.
Right. So no one's ever really known kind of my weird things. And, I mean, here it goes. It's I honestly love to talk on the phone while I'm pooping.
Wait a second. Where are you right now? Where are you? What's going on right now?
Okay. All right.
But, it, you know, it passes the time.
Sure.
And, you know, it's like I catch up with my mom. I catch up with my friends. It's like valuable time.
Absolutely.
And I kind of like kill two birds with one stone, you know.
Multitask.
It's my thing.
I love it.
It's like the perfect time to talk to someone. You can't like really be that distracted and you're stuck.
Gosh, wait, so your family doesn't know
I cannot be the only one that does this.
I mean, you're talking to someone who the only time I'll ever text anyone back or call anyone back is when, yes, same.
Oh, he's like texted pictures of his like pants around his ankles. Before.
Oh no, that's I'll
to your wife.
Okay. No, I text that. I'll snap pictures of just my feet on the bathroom floor to my wife. Yeah, because you know love, obviously. So I'm sorry. Continue. We digress.
Well, I mean, I've always done this, and I honestly never thought anything of it until my boyfriend the other day we were on the phone, and he's like, "Are you in the bathroom?" And I was like, he's like, "It sounds echoey." And I was like, "No." And he's like, "Good, because that would be gross if you were." And I was like, "Oh, no." And I wanted to be like, "I don't think I've ever spoken to you on the phone for more than 10 minutes, not in the bathroom." But he doesn't need to know that. And now I'm like freaking out. My family has no idea that I do this all the time.
Okay. Yeah,
and, you know, now because of my boyfriend's reaction, I'm thinking like I'm like a freak and my family would be mortified. Not to say that I'm going to stop, because I probably won't. But, like, is this normal?
I love how just...
You're unapologetic about your freak flag. I love it.
Absolutely.
It is. I cannot be the only one that does this, I just needed that to be confirmed.
No, right. You may be the only one that will admit
it. Yes. So we're getting a ton of text messages, 502-571-9970, and the openness on this show is so great.
Absolutely.
And I love how comfortable you feel in talking to us, and yes, I do, and I will tell you, that I am very familiar with this tactic, and it is very efficient, and it is a way to kill two birds with one stone, as you said. So.
I will say that I don't talk on the phone, but I check social media.
Right.
Yeah, that's a given. But,
thank you.
If someone said they didn't, they'd be lying.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A little. I feel like
You know, you're like my new spirit animal. I love you. I'm married. I can't. Nothing can happen.
I was gonna say, like, do we have a conversation?
No. I am a happily married man, and
this is a Craigslist misconnection.
It sure
just, like,
is.
Playing out right now.
It sure is. So hey, thank you so much for thinking of us when you have this issue, and if you hang out for a few minutes, and you know, obviously.
A lot of people are chiming in. We got to help her figure this out.
Yeah, a lot of people are chiming in already with what how they feel like you should approach this.
Like, it doesn't sound like you want to stop, but like I don't know how you like
have to stop.
Is the question, how do we get the rest of the family and the boyfriend on board with the behavior?
Or just deny till the day you die.
Okay,
I don't know. So, anyways, here. Thank you. Text message. I Google while I do it and call it poogling. All right. Another text message. Ditch the boyfriend. If it's not perfectly normal, then I guess I'm not normal either.
Oh, hey, that's aggressive.
Yeah,
like,
well.
Just leave the relationship?
Leave the relationship.
Another text says, I openly tell my family that I'm using the restroom while talking to them and that I don't care.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Tracy said, I do it all the time. I admit to whoever's on the phone. I have no shame.
No shame.
So there's a lot of people that are coming out of the woodwork and saying, yes, I am right there with you.
Sure. Brian, rolling in with the hot tips.
Well, number one, she needs, if she's home alone, she can leave the door open and it gets rid of the echo effect. That's how you deter that.
Okay. So you're denied.
You're rolling in with the hot tips.
Yep.
And then number two, the next thing she needs to do is just either FaceTime him and say, hey, either you love me or you don't. I mean,
rip the Band-Aid off.
Would you rather come in and sit on the side of the tub and talk to me, or would you rather me talk to you on the phone?
Okay.
That's one way to do
it. And if you've got somebody sitting there, it's not like they can get up and walk away from the conversation.
That's true.
That is true.
That's true.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for those hot tips for how to deal with, you know, this situation.
Exactly. You guys have a good morning and
you do.
Keep things clean.
Hey, Linda.
I say poop on, girl. Poop on.
All right. So just kind of deny it to her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of catch 22. She needs to not call him in such an open area.
Okay. All right. So maybe.
No, public bathrooms.
Okay.
All right. All right. So only.
She needs a smaller area.
Okay.
Call her boyfriend only. Because we're so busy. Everybody's so freaking busy.
This is true.
Yeah. You got to do it.
Yeah.
You got
to
do it.
Yeah. You got to find a way to multitask.
All right. Linda, where are you right now?
I'm not pooping.
Okay, good. Just checking.
All right,
I'm in my car driving.
Awesome. You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You too. Love you guys.
All right, love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, thanks. If you want to continue commenting, you can. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. I mean, I think the reality is, and there are a lot of people that are like, homeboy just needs to get over it. Like everybody does it. He just needs to get over it. So, anyways, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Again, we have real life conversations.
Real life conversations here.
I know you're thinking
on the Ben and Kelly Show.
Relatable.
On 99.7 DJX.